development projects. The Coast Development Authority, CDA, is rushing against time to complete Shush 889 million Malindi Integrated Social Health Development Program Phase 2, MISH-DP2, in Malindi and Magarini sub-counties. The authority successfully implemented Phase 1 of the program funded by the Italian government between June 2008 and 2012. The program funded by the Italian government to the tune of €6,395,373, equivalent to Shush 889 million in the current exchange rates, through the National Treasury is implemented by CDA in collaboration with the National Land Commission, Kenya Space Agency, Kilifi County Government and the local community. The three-year program began in May 2022 and was designed to improve the social and economic development of the two sub-counties. Speaking during a stakeholder meeting to review the progress of implementation of Phase 2, CDA Acting Managing Director, MD, Pamela Ngure, said all the completed projects in MISHDPI are in operation and the local community is benefiting. The Italian government through the National Treasury has so far disbursed a total of Shush 271 million to MISHDP2. The projects are at advanced stages of construction. To improve the education facilities and school enrollment in Malindi and Magarini sub-counties, Phase 2 of the project involves the construction of a dining hall, kitchen, a dormitory and four classrooms at Ingameni Secondary School. Classrooms under construction at Barangi Primary School, Malindi sub-county funded by MISH-DP2. Photos by Haniel Mengistu. The project also has provision of an award scheme for the five best-performing students from Form 1 to Form 4 at Ingameni Secondary School. Other school infrastructure development projects are the renovation of six classrooms block classrooms at Ingameni Primary School, the construction of six classrooms block, a laboratory and a pit latrine at Rasi Primary School. Construction of an intensive care unit, ICU, block is underway at Malindi Sub-County Hospital and Shush 571 million has been allocated for the tarmacking of the 12-kilometer Mianahiri, Ingameni Road. Phase 2 will improve education in the area. In Malindi, we had only one ICU during the COVID-19 era. We realized that patients had to go all the way to Mombasa to access ICU facilities, but now we will have a fully operational ICU, said the AG. CDA MD Ngure. CDA Chairman Mzi Mwini said the ICU will not only serve the residents of Kilifi but also the neighboring counties of Tana River, Lamu and Garissa counties. CDA Chairman Mwini divulged received a no objection letter for the construction of the road that will open up the Ingameni and Mianahiri areas. The economy of the area will improve. Access to a fish landing site that was opened by the head of state will be easy, said the CDA chairman, urging coastal legislators to lobby for more development projects to improve the region's economy. Joseph Katana, assistant chief of Ingameni sublocation, said through the project education standards will improve and business will thrive. Our children will no longer walk for long distances to access secondary school. We have a pristine beach, but the road has been a hurdle. With the construction of the road, it will boost tourism, said Assistant Chief Katana. Kasim Abdullah said since the commencement of the projects, the livelihood of Ingameni has significantly improved. The road will make the value of our land soar, said Abdullah.